This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Bishop Peter Doyle of Nottingham praised Pope Francis's realism about people's situations and his emphasis on inclusion rather than exclusion in his post-synodal apostolic exhortation on the family. Bishop Doyle was one of two British prelates representing England and Wales at last year's Synod on the Family in the Vatican. He spoke to me earlier.
Well, I'm really excited. Of course, I was at the Synod, and I was just wondering what the Pope would come out with. And I think that what he has produced is just fantastic. It's upholding the teaching of the Church, presenting marriage in a very positive light as a gift of God, and at the same time, embracing people who are in difficult situations. I think that people were worried that they would require a change of teaching. It's not a change of teaching. I think it's a change of focus. And I welcome it for the whole community, not just for the Church, but for the wider community as well.
And what's been the reaction so far from Catholics that you've spoken to?
Well, of course, at the moment, I mean, literally, it's just come out. So there hasn't been much opportunity to meet with people. I suspect that some people will say nothing has changed, but I think others, like myself, will recognize the opportunities that have been provided for us by the Holy Father, particularly in terms of compassion and mercy and embrace, which we all need, of course.
What do you see as the most significant elements of this document, which, of course, has 9 chapters and is over 200 pages, if you had to single out just one or two points?
Well, as the Holy Father said, it's a very long document, and I haven't had the chance even to whiz through it very quickly. I think that the two things that stand out to me are, firstly, how realistic the Holy Father is about people's situations, and secondly, his emphasis on inclusion rather than exclusion, on helping everybody to feel valued and part of the family of the Church, and how much they contribute, whatever their personal situation is.
The most contentious issue that was raised at the Synod, of course, was whether the divorced and civilly remarried can be allowed to have communion. On this, Pope Francis, in effect, has talked about a case-by-case basis, talked about each bishop at the local level using discernment. Were you surprised at this?
No, I was thrilled, because all my life as a priest, and I've been a priest for 48 years, most of the time in a parish, there was always a tension. On the one hand, being loyal to the teaching of the Church, on the one hand, being loyal to the teaching of the Church, and on the other hand, reaching out with compassion to people who did not fit into the categories. And I think that this document provides a key to unlock that tension and to build a bridge for people who at the moment feel they have no hope. I think the document provides hope for people in difficult situations, and I think it provides guidance for pastors and bishops.
There will be people, though, however, who are concerned about this, who see it as a weakening of the indissolubility of marriage.
I don't think so, because throughout the document, there is a very positive reference to, first of all, that marriage is between a man and a woman in an indissoluble bond, looking at the positives of marriage, trying to encourage those who are faithful to their marriages to continue in fidelity, to be understanding of one another, and not to seek the absolutely impossible ideal, but to be loving and accompanying of each other throughout the journey of marriage and their lifelong vocation. I think that is quite clear in the document. The Pope also highlights the fact that the effort to reach out to people who are in difficult situations is in no way undermining the teaching of the Church. It isn't a sign of laxity. It is coming out of the superabundance of God's mercy. And that makes sense to me. And I don't think anybody should feel that the teaching of the Church has been weakened in any way. In fact, I think it is enhanced, because it is being realistic about people's situations. Not only people who are divorced and remarried, but all of us. None of us is perfect, and all of us need some mercy and some compassion.
It's noticeable that Pope Francis insists that individual conscience should be the guiding principle for the faithful as they negotiate all the problems and complexities of marriage and family life. How significant do you think that emphasis is by the Pope?
I think he's only reinforcing what we always held that conscience is prime, has a primacy. Of course, it has to be informed by the teaching of the Church. But I think that he is not only reinforcing it, but he's giving it a greater emphasis, because in the document he says we are there to inform consciences, not to replace them, and that we must respect the conscience of the individual. We must accept that that people are examining their consciences with integrity, whatever their situation, and that must be respected.
I was speaking there to British Bishop Peter Doyle of Nottingham.